Hey guys! Welcome back to another episode of
Wine and Whispers.
So, Denise.
Mm-hmm. That was a long pause, by the way.
So I was processing my thoughts.
Oh, okay.
So, as you've gone through life and you've made friends, you've lost friends, all of those things.
Okay.
Do you find that there has been age gaps in your friendships, or do you find that your friends are typically around 5 years of you?
What do you mean when you say age gaps?
5 years or older. 5 years or
I have older. Had them.
Or 5 years and younger.
I've had them. Yeah. I always had an old soul. So sometimes I'd gravitate to the older kids. And it didn't help the fact that my sister was older. So sometimes her friends, you know, we clicked.
You mingled.
But I never overstepped my boundary. First of all, did we just uncork and wine? We did not.
Well, because I had a question, but and I just okay, let's uncork.
See how she tricked me into that one, guys? Come on, you tricked me into that one because I was about to go in. Horn.
It was by so accident though. I wasn't prepared for all of that. I thought it was going to be like a yes or no, or let me think about it.
That was a very open-ended question, so I went in for it, okay?
You're ready. So let's uncork.
And unwind.
Okay, tell me your story. Sorry.
I don't know if I want to tell you my story no more.
I want to know your
You're
story.
You're lucky it's the good people out there.
Okay, yay. Thank you, people.
Yeah, so, you know, I just also knew just not to cross that threshold with my sister's friends, to not be their friends. But sometimes some of them I did work with. And so there's a couple of things that we just, you know, we shared. We had experiences shared. So there was bonding in that accent, in that way.
Oh, like you worked at a job?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the mall.
Oh, okay.
So sometimes, you know, that threshold did get crossed. But I also knew that's my sister's friend. I can't say everything.
Okay.
And then there was other people where, like, you know, yeah, they might have been a little younger. Like in college, there was people you just clicked with because they were in your class and mm-hmm. or they lived in, you know, the same floor with you if you lived on campus or whatever. So I did have that. And then the big kicker of it all at work, you're gonna find those, right? Like, do we talked about, was it Brenda?
It was Brenda.
Brenda's, you know, you're the 20 something and Brenda's the 40 something. And, you know, you, historically, there's nothing for you guys to be able to get along with, but you love Brenda because she's mad chill. Brenda's, you know,
Brenda's the homie,
right? Exactly. You have lunch with Brenda because Brenda will tell you all the things.
So
I told you where to go find your bargain stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Or you tell her the Brenda note now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think now you're the Brenda? If you're back in corporate, are you the Brenda?
I think I might be for some. I think I might be if I would ever go back to corporate. No, technically. When I was with Nyla, I was the Brenda.
Oh, shit. You really was.
I was the Brenda.
You was the Brenda. You was the homie Brenda chilling and give us the advice. Yes, Brenda.
I would give advice.
Okay. So now also thinking back. I have questions.
I'm listening.
So now thinking about those age gaps. Mm-hmm. Do you find that you said you had an old soul. Do you find that most of your age gaps trended where they were older than you?
For most.
Are you seeing the trend shift in any way?
Look at us.
Exclude me. Exclude me.
No, I can't exclude you.
Of course you can.
But you know, I guess I gravitate, I think old souls. I shouldn't say old souls. Maturity is gravitated to maturity. Because even with,
I like that.
What's her name?
Yeah.
I don't mean to say it like that. It came out more harsh than I needed
it
to.
You just forgot the name in a minute.
I'm trying to be respectful and not say her name.
Okay, but what's her name?
Yes. She, for a long time, before I found out how old she was, I thought she was the same age as me.
Was she your Brenda?
She's younger.
Oh, you were still the Brenda.
I was still the Brenda.
Damn.
Well, not by much. I wouldn't consider Brenda. I would consider it more like big sis, little sis.
Okay, because it was it like a 5 year age gap?
Less than that.
Oh,
right, because you and I are a little bit less than that, or we're just at the five. We don't need to tell the good people how old we really are. They just need to know there's a little bit of gap.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay,
a smidge more. Something like that.
Oh, so we're like sisters because my girls are 6 years apart.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so that's fine.
I don't consider you a Brenda.
Okay, right. That's what I'm saying. There's sister age gap,
And then Brenda.
And then this Brenda age gap. Brenda age gap has to be 15 or, I mean, 10 or more.
So I disagree because I'm definitely a Brenda to my friend who I love immensely.
If it's less than 5 years, you're not a Brenda.
It's more than 5 years, but it's less than 10.
Okay.
And we met in a work environment and it gives Brenda vibes sometimes.
Okay.
I don't know how I got there to be the Brenda, but that's fine.
Eventually everyone becomes Brenda.
I don't want to be the Brenda, but whatever. So we're there now, right? But at the same time, there's definitely moments where it's a big sis, little sis vibe because I'm ready to go and party and have a rager at 11 o'clock. And she's like, yeah, I could go to sleep, girl. I'm just like,
Should be the other way around.
It's never going to be the other way around. I'm still that person. Like, what we doing? How we get in there? Is it time to have a little drink? I'm ready. So I think I'm reverting. Side note, I think that I'm reverting. I think like during the pandemic, you know how everyone was like very much heavy drinking? Because the alcohol stores were essential, so everyone got their liquor.
Excuse me.
I drank during the pandemic, but I didn't drink during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Like, I had a sip here and there, right? But now, it's like pandemic. Are we having a drinky drink? Where are we going? I want a little drinky drink. I'm happily in my drinking era. Where, like, I definitely wasn't 5 years ago. Everyone was in it, and I was just like, eh, it's all right. I think I'm maturing in the sense that I'm just happy to stand 10 toes down on what I want to do whenever the fuck I want to do.
My phone is going off like crazy. It's off on the side. So if you hear the vibration, which you probably won't, but
you'll just see me jump because I'm a scaredy cat.
Literally. I have turned into the 5% person.
What does that mean?
The person who keeps their phone like on like death door.
What?
The person who keeps their phone at like 5%.
Oh. Yeah, I'm that person. If it dies,
No, not with the new phone.
No, my phone.
Even this new one?
I'm at 31. It was charged this morning.
Look what time of the day is. You're still good.
No.
Typically, it would be less. You would have been charged by now.
Right, absolutely. But I feel like I shouldn't be this low still. Because I still have to go teach class today. Which means I'm going to be living on Spotify.
Okay, so then when we're done.
No, it'll charge. Absolutely. Yes. But like, I feel like my phone battery should last from a.m. to p.m. And I shouldn't have to charge until I get home.
Are you closing your apps in between? We're totally squirreling on you guys right now.
Hi. No, I'm not. Okay, bring it back. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Age gap.
So I bring this
Brenda.
Up. Brenda's and big sis, little sis vibes. Because I came across this post. I will put the post up. But this is what it says. The quiet ache in your 30s. The kind no one warns you about. It's celebrating a friend's engagement while secretly wondering if love is still waiting for you. It's holding a newborn, your heart swelling with joy and aching with questions you don't dare to say out loud. It's watching people a decade younger build the life you thought you'd have by now while you're still searching for your next step. It's grieving friendships that didn't end in a fight, just a slow, quiet drifting apart. It's the ache of timelines that never unfolded the way you thought they would. It lingers in the quiet moments, in the spaces between happiness and longing, and the hardest part, no one prepares you for how heavy it can feel. So I just found that post so interesting because...
Talk to me.
I'm in my 30s, right? Mm-hmm. Even though I got carded the other fucking day.
That's a compliment.
Oh, no, I was annoyed because I didn't have my ID on me. So I was annoyed.
If you had your ID, would it have been differently?
Probably.
Okay.
Go ahead. I didn't have it. And I almost walked out without my drinky drink.
Proceed.
So I'm in my 30s now, and I feel like I'm checking off all the boxes of what you're supposed to do. You find the love of your life. You've gotten married. You have a happy career. You're building relationships with your family. You're standing and going on vacations with your friends, vacations with your husband. The only thing I'm like missing right now in my life is the fact that I don't own a house. I don't have a kid. I'm not pregnant. Right? Okay. That's kind of like the next steps of what society says I need to do in my life.
Right.
So then talking about this quiet ache, I don't think I have a quiet ache. And then I look back and think in my 20s, did I even think that I was ever going to be here? I definitely didn't think I was going to be married in my 20s. I'll be honest.
Ever, ever?
No. My parents weren't married. So I said, why do I need to get married?
Okay.
So that was never something on my list of doing. Having kids maybe was on my list, because I think I'm great with kids. So I always thought I'd be a great mom. So that's kind of on the list of like maybes. Picture face. Your face is 1,000 words, by the way.
So does yours.
I know.
Okay.
Okay. We talk about my face a lot. We don't always talk about your face. And then sitting down, also thinking about the fact that I do have age gap friends. So if I'm sitting here now thinking about this, me reminiscing about my 20s, and I go back and look at my 20-year-old friends, what are they thinking about? Or are they just thinking about their next rager? Or are they thinking about, damn, I'm about to lose my health insurance? And then on the flip side of things, I have friends in their 40s and 50s, and I'm like, what y'all doing with your life? What are y'all thinking about?
Just trying to stay afloat.
But yes.
But yes, there is the age gap worry where you're just like,
did I miss something?
Right. Did I miss something? Why couldn't I get to where this 20 something or 30 something
yes.
year old is in their life? And I'm still here. I feel like I'm stuck.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It happens because I feel it.
So
what did I do wrong? Is there a step that I missed? It happens.
Did I miss an open door that was there for me and I went through the window instead?
Right.
Have you ever gone through a window in real life? Have you escaped out of a window?
This is not the episode for that.
Can y'all remind me about this question?
This is not the episode for that.
You went through a window?
Plenty of times.
Okay.
When I was petite.
You don't come back to that. She done going through fucking windows. Anyway.
Not like what you think.
That's not fun then.
Only one window like that.
That's the fun one I want to know about. Anyway. I have friends that are on both ends of the spectrum. As I really sit here and think about it, if I have friends that are my age, and by my age, I mean within 5 years.
Okay. That I'm processing it.
That I talk to consistently.
Okay.
I think maybe I have two. Realistically, maybe I have two.
Okay.
The rest of them are definitely older than me. I gravitated towards having older friends.
Okay.
And then I do have a few that are in their 20s, and I'm just like, yo, how the fuck are we friends? Because I think that if I never met them at my job, we wouldn't have been friends.
You wouldn't be their Brenda.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely that side of it, right? So then I sit, and I like to sit and think about where my friends are in their 40s, where my friends are in their 20s, and where I currently am sitting in my life.
Right.
And I can hang out both sides, right? Like, it's definitely one of those where, like, if my 20-year-old said, yo, let's go out for a drink at 10 o'clock.
You jump right on it.
I bet, no problem. Let's go and book a trip real quick. I bet, let's go get it. Whereas my friend in my 40s, if they were like, let's go to brunch, I bet I'm on it. Like, I can definitely roll on both sides.
Right. You adaptable.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So in my being adaptable, I then just sit and think, my 20-year-olds, their goals in life is very much career focused.
Sounds about right.
I was literally just talking.
Trying to get that money and stash it.
Yeah. I was just talking to my one friend about how she is stacking her money. She has a 5-year plan for a new job. She just took a promotion. All these things. And it's just like, I like what you're doing. And like, that's what my goals were when I was thinking back in my 20s. I wasn't thinking about no boy. I was thinking about when my next vacation was going to be.
I wish I had that mindset. Whereas me, it was very much a instilled in me to go to school, get that career, get that family. And so I met my husband in my early 20s. We dated for a good number of years. Yeah. And then towards the latter time of my 20s, I was like, sir, don't waste my time. What are we doing?
So I met Ibrahim when I was in high school. Right? I think that's a known fact at this point.
Yeah.
I met him when I was high school.
And you almost stabbed him with a fork.
Absolutely. We weren't dating at the time, but I was going through my Thugnificent phase where I was all about... Did you like that? Yes. I was definitely going through all the bad boys in my life, and this wasn't a bad boy.
Okay.
He was a nerd. Hands down. He still
was?
Nope, still is a nerd. But now I'm a nerd too. except I can just flip it and I can still talk sports and I can talk cars and all the good things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So while I then, early 20s, we kind of started dating for real. So I've been with him for my early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
I was already through my whole crazy phase of high school, which people did in college, whatever. But I don't think I was still very much career focused. And I don't think that, yeah, I was like, yeah, if you had asked me to marry you, I would have probably said yes. Right? I did say yes. But I was still focused on my career.
Okay.
And it wasn't like the top thing in my book. I mean, we delayed our engagement, even though he says that he wished that he did it sooner. I think he made the right decision. We delayed any type of engagement because he was going to school.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, you're going to school. You're going to go get your master's.
Right.
We're not playing with this.
That can come in time.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And you have the time now to do it. So you stay focused and you get it done.
So what I'm hearing is, and what I've experienced as well is, even though we have friends in different age gap ranges,
mm-hmm.
the timeline per person shifts, and it almost like timeline envy.
Yes.
Yeah. Timeline envy, because you know there's things that I look at some of my older friends, yes. or my Brendas, and I'm just like, and it helps me to realize, okay, you know what, I don't have to feel rushed about this because they're doing it, and they're just hitting it now, and they're older than me, right? Yes. It's like it can be done, and then you look at some, and then you're like, damn. What kind of grit and grind did you have that you can get to where Brenda doing it, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. Timeline envy. That's a great way to put it.
I'm glad that I created a new phrase.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Because I also think that my problem is that I want it all.
I mean, who doesn't? But you can't.
Some people are very complacent and they're happy with their current life and they don't want to change it. But that is not my mentality.
That is a motivationalist person. Is that a real word?
Motivationalist. Mm-hmm. It's not, but I liked it. So I'm going to say yes, it's a real word.
Okay.
A motivational.
Right? Because people who are motivated, even if they're not where they want to be, they're motivated to get there eventually. However, that works for them.
But then, okay.
Without lying, cheating, or what's the other word? Lying, cheating, or
stealing?
Yes.
Lying, cheating, stealing, killing. I don't know if that's all good. That sounds right.
But it sounds right.
So, I kind of also wonder, for my friends who are in their 40s and 50s.
Why you look this hard over here?
No.
No, that was a really hard stare.
Because I'm
feeling some kind of way. You stared a little too hard.
I'm feeling too some type of way. So, the people that are in their 40s and 50s,
uh-huh.
now that you hit your 40s and 50s, are you tired? And then does that make you motivationalist?
Tired, yes. I wouldn't say motivationalist.
Okay.
I think that might be on an individual basis per person.
Could that still happen to one of my 20-year-old friends?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Okay.
Right? Because depends on the hand that you were fed.
Okay.
Right? Yes. If you started here... Ooh, if you started here versus starting here, your motivation to get here, to get somewhere else is a little bit different.
Because you're already
at you're right, exactly. Best example I can give, and I don't mean to bring it to race or politics or anything like that.
Okay.
You have your legacy and or trust fund people.
I wish, yo.
Right? See where I'm going with this? Versus the person who was not born into that. Or their parents couldn't afford to create that for them. Like the Rockefellers.
Yo.
He created the trick beyond trickling down money from generation to generation.
He did. He literally did.
He put everything in a trust and a bond. And didn't name it to the person, but to the trust.
And let it do its work.
And let it do its work. And the people who have money can start off that way and do it versus us who are like, I need to do that, but can't put it in there yet. You know what I mean?
I can't rub my two nickels together yet.
Right. So that's how I look at it in terms of the timeline. may not necessarily be trust and bonds, but in terms of like goals of where you want to be in life. The white picket fence, the two and a half kids and a dog.
Yes.
Yes. Which is funny. Like a half a kid, really?
Anyway. Yeah, I never understood what that meant.
Yeah.
Okay. See, so we'll say I do have timeline envy as I see that there are moms who are now my age-ish, mm-hmm. and their kids are closer to graduation than they are to their Pampers.
And starting over, have you seen those too?
No. They're not starting over. They said they done.
Oh, okay.
No, they said they done. Okay. So, like...
That means they sacrificed their youth.
Yes.
But now they're about to live their life.
Right.
Because there's a lot of them, they're like, well, now my kids are in college and they're going right. to, you know, I'm outside.
Right. So, like, that's a smidge of timeline envy. How much envy I have, I'm not sure yet.
Right.
I don't have kids. I'm not sure yet. Maybe. If. Ever. Right? Cool. But then I do sit and think, if I had a child in my 20s, would I be where I am now? Would I have the same drive that I have now?
I want to say this. It's not impossible that you can be where you are right now, right? Because what is meant for you will always be for you.
Okay.
It's just a matter of how you get there. I mean, that's fair. Would you have gone through the reins the same way? I don't think so. Would you still have what you want because that's what you drive? Yeah, because look at me. Like, I literally was like, okay, I'm going to do everything and all my ducks in a row. Mm-hmm. And yet, as much as I kept trying to fit in this box, I was like, nope, this is where I need to be.
The box kept veering off to the left.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Nikita.
Hi, Denise.
Hey. So, I have a question for you. Have you gravitated more to the 5+ older mm-hmm. or the 5?
No.
And why do you think that is?
Because I have an old soul. Like, so many people have told me that I have an old soul.
I still was baffled because I refused to believe the first time that I like acknowledged your age. I was like, no, you're the same age as me. No, I'm not. No, you're not. You're the same age as me. No. But the part that makes me laugh is because people would do that to me.
Yeah, you had the same.
I had the same exact experience where people would be like, no, like, and it's like, mm-hmm. no, I'm not. But thank you. No.
But thank you. Like, I love the fact that people think I'm older than I am.
Right.
Because I'll take it. Because I don't want to be younger than I am. Because mm-hmm. Let's see what these young biddies are doing. I don't want to be there.
Biddies.
Yeah, these biddies in the dating world right now. I don't want to be there.
That's a whole other conversation. There has been some wild things going on in these younger kids. They have no understanding of what partnership is supposed to be. But anyway.
They don't understand what dating is supposed to be.
That's what I meant to say, but yes.
I know. But yeah, so like, I've definitely always gravitated towards older. Even when I was younger. So it doesn't help. Similar to you. I have an older brother. But we're 10 years in difference. So
that's a big gap.
So I was 6. He was 16. When I tell you that I was playing with his friends and I was their little sister. Ayo, sis, what you doing?
Did anyone try to come for you when you got older?
Yes.
You know I have to ask.
Yes.
Like, oh, she done growed up. She done grew up.
I was cute. I was cute, cute. But yeah, but ayo, sis, you walking to the store? I'm walking with you. Mind you, I have a bodega in the corner. Like, I was going but 5 feet. Nah, sis, we going with you.
Because they're protecting you.
Right. So that's how I grew up, right? So then, in my mind, my friends are older than me. Because they was my friends.
Right.
You couldn't tell me nothing. So-and-so next door, he my friend. So-and-so down the street, he my friend. So-and-so behind the house, he my friend too.
And they're all your brother's friends.
Okay, they were all my brother's friends. No, they were my friends.
Right, there's some of my sister's friends. And even if I think more now, my sister can do that with my friends. But there's a lot of my sister's friends where sometimes I'll just, you know, text, hey, how you doing? How you feeling? They're not my friend. But they're my sister's friends.
Right. Yeah. I couldn't text nobody. I was 6. I didn't have no phone. But so-and-so was my friend.
Meaning, like, in my college years.
Yeah. Oh, no. That's when the trouble happened.
Listen. I don't know. It's the afternoon, the alcohol. What? Lately, when I have a little sippy sip, I be like a little yawny.
Are you hungry?
Am I not hungry? That's the problem. I didn't get all this voluptuousness for not eating. Come on.
I like food too.
We are not going to squirrel. Bring it back.
Okay. So,
Wait, before you go, there was another post you found that
I
did not want to lose, and I'm going to help you stay on track. Because that's what friends are for.
That is what friends are for. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I will say, got to spell topic correctly. I think that even as I got older, right? So then as I went to camp, like I can think about, I was in camp. So like they had, YMCA had Adventure Camp, Camp Mac, Crossroads, all those good things. And they were all different age groups. Mm-hmm. So I think I was in Adventure Camp, but I was making friends with kids in Crossroads Camp, which was older than me. My first boyfriend at the time.
The one who helped you and told you to get to with the whole hair thing?
Fucking shit up.
You know, the funny part is I can remember these little tiny tidbits, but ask me what we were talking about 5 minutes ago.
I don't know.
Oblivious. Fucking oblivious.
I have no idea.
My hip. I put my hand up on my hip.
When I dip, you dip, we dip. So he was 3 or 4 years older than me at the time.
That's not too bad.
No, it's not bad. But like, again, I don't want to hang out with my little friends.
Kids around me too. Maybe like one other person was the same age as me, but all the other ones, because the boys next door, the one who actually had propelled me to move forward in entrepreneurship,
mm-hmm.
him and his brother, they were older. His little sister, I used to babysit. Mind you, there wasn't really like a big gap for me to babysit, but I babysat, whatever.
Okay.
The young lady across the street, she was older. And then my other friend, she and I were the same age, and she had a sister that was older, and then my stepsister. So it was all of us. So the only one that was really my age was one. Everyone else is older.
Yeah, like I just,
right?
I lost it. So it's definitely one of those where I don't think that I had very few friends that growing up were my age or in my class.
Right.
Where I vividly remember talking to the upperclassmen. even in middle school. Like, if I was in fifth grade, I was talking to a seventh grader.
Yeah. I was the one who, listen, I went to prom 3 years in a row.
So did I.
Because I was in ninth grade. I went to prom. No.
You talk more.
I went to prom 10th grade, 11th grade, and 12th grade.
And then I remember that I went to prom. So I went to prom sophomore, junior, senior. My junior year, I went to prom twice because I was invited to 2 different proms. Because I didn't have junior prom. I only had a senior prom.
Oh, they did junior prom. I didn't go to my junior prom. My junior prom, the night of my junior prom is when Closet Boy was here.
That was the night?
That was the same weekend. Yeah.
That's funny.
Anywho, but yes. So I naturally always gravitated to all the kids to the point where the truancy officer, he never knew what grade I was in.
I'm mad that you know your truancy officer.
Yeah, Mr. Graham. Hey, Mr. Graham.
Mr. Graham.
He's still there. He's still the truancy officer. Well, I don't know if he's still the, like, the other day.
They still have
truancy officers? Maybe like 2-3 years ago, I had to pick up my nephew and he recognized me. He looked at me. He was like,
hey, Denise.
He didn't remember my name. He knew the face.
He said you was a trouble stuff.
And then I was like, I'm picking up my nephew. He was like, you are not old enough to have a nephew. I sure am, sir.
But wait, of course you would, because that means you have an older sister, which you did have. Never mind. Yes,
he's not remembering. He just remembers the face. But yeah, the truancy officer, I would never get in trouble because I hung out with the older kids.
Did your truancy officer was in your school?
Yeah. Mr. Graham, he had his office. He did attendance. And one time when my mom, this is totally off topic, guys. One time my mom was using her friend's address, which,
We all know everyone does it.
Right. But the thing is, the taxes are different for Long Island versus the city, which is like the five boroughs, right?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So anything showing that you are in the boroughs, that bracket is different. They're coming for you and they're kicking you out. So because she was using her friend's address in Queens, which is within walking distance, it's like literally walking from one town to the next town, mm-hmm. like over the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
They came early morning, like 7 something during the time I should be getting ready for school to check to see if I really live there.
To your friend's house?
No, to my mom, to the house that I live in.
In Long Island?
Yeah. Because you can't be using this address and then your parents' mail going to that address. So they came and they checked to see if I really live there. That's how they catch a lot of people. Or they have an investigator follow them to see where they're going home after school. To catch them. But anyway, bringing it back. I hung out with the 10th, 11th, and 12th graders and I never got in trouble because a lot of my friends, again, were older.
That's how I got food at my high school.
Yeah. I wasn't eating lunch, school lunch.
No. I ate school lunch because...
We'd go to the diner for lunch. We go to McDonald's for lunch.
No.
I'd hop in someone's car.
No, I was hopping in someone's car. But yeah. Nah, let me tell you how my school lunch lady always hooked me up. You got to make friends with the right people.
Yep.
But you know, so like I've definitely always had older friends. I blame my brother because he introduced this to my life that I should have older friends.
Yeah. Because
I was
friends. I think you should have everything. Right? Because you can always learn something.
From someone.
Because there was a lot of things I learned and I miss it. Being with in the other salon. Right? It was a different vibrancy for me, at least. And I got to poke fun at myself.
You're funny.
All the time for being older.
Mm-hmm.
Or having my moments and laughing at having my heat moments, you know. But I get it now because when I was working in corporate and those women were making fun of their private, hence I knew the term private island.
Wait, I want you to know that I feel like I should have known this, but I didn't know it until you. There was definitely someone in my corporate office who at one point was like, yo, I'm hot. And I was just like, what are you talking about? But I didn't click.
Yep, she was having a private island.
She was.
Yeah.
Yep. I know now.
Yep. I used to sit there. Oh, and then, and if you get the right one, the right Brendas, they'll tell you tips and tricks, honey. How to keep them happy, how to whatever.
Oh, you mean how to keep them?
How to keep them.
Yes.
It was the best. Those lunch conversations?
Those are good Brendas.
The best.
I like those Brendas.
Yep.
But you also learn. So I will say, I also learn from my young friends who are like very much live in the moment.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate having both sides of the spectrum, mm-hmm. right? The ones who are like, listen, let me give you some life lessons because I've been there, I've done that, I've seen it. I see where you're stepping towards and I want to veer your path.
Yep. And then there's the ones that keep you fresh. We're like, oh, I didn't know I could do that. Yes, ma'am.
Right. Bluetooth. Who would have known?
Oh, I'm not even talking about that. I'm just talking about like the different tips and tricks you can do. Like my sister jokes around all the time, right? When she's studying, she goes, let me say something. She said, I'm cool enough to be with the young kids. They teach me how to use AI real well to study.
I'm so done with your sister. I'm so done.
But.
It helps.
It helps because you're using it, but you're not using it in the
to its
way.
Full capacity.
Right, exactly.
Now, if I'm going to use it, I need to use it to full capacity. It's going to help me be better. Thank
right.
you so much.
That's why I'm not afraid. My mother jokes around and she's like, oh, one day, you know, it's the kids that are going to show you how to use it. Okay. Let the kids show me. Because I will definitely be like, I can't tell you how many times I'm like, Nella, what am I doing wrong? But I like tech.
Nella.
Right, I like tech. Sometimes she doesn't know. We figure it out together. And sometimes she knows. She's like, oh, is that simple?
Right.
I'm good.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's the good thing about us, though. We're the bridge.
Who's the bridge?
They say millennials and zillennials are the bridge between the old and the new.
Why?
Because we've lived in life without that type of technology.
And with it.
And we grew up with it. So it grew and changed. It grew up and changed with us.
Listen, I will not. I'm very happy.
I'm mad you're almost done and I'm still at like.
When I tell you I'm in a different era of my life with alcohol, I am. Side note. Quick sidebar. Let me tell you how this fool of mine sent me a full Instagram.
Who's this fool?
You'll understand in a minute. Mm-hmm. Sent me a full Instagram about the 5 or the 10 best pubs in Ireland. Negro, you don't drink.
Are you going to return with me?
He's not going to drink.
But is he going to return?
But he's not going to drink.
So what? Is he going to return?
It's not as fun when you don't drink.
Okay.
Okay, so think about it. Think about it. You're going out with your significant and he's not drinking. But then you get nice and twisted, and then he
just, all the better because he's the designated driver.
I hate it because then he just be staring at me, and then he goes into protective mode, and he's like, "Oh well, don't step this way, don't move this way."
Oh. That's a completely different energy. I won't get that type of energy. No, I'll get the energy of you ready to go.
I'll get that energy too
because he never wants to stay anywhere for too long. But I won't get the energy of Mr. Protective One. Not to say that he won't protect me. I just don't get the energy of Mr. Protective One.
No, the energy will come off. And I'm just like, I want to go dance with so-and-so. Okay, well, we don't know who so-and-so is. You shouldn't go out there. Be closer. Don't go in the middle of the crowd. You're tiny. So not at that point, I'm just not going to drink. Anyway, what was my point? What was I talking about? Where were we? That's so awful. We were talking 2 minutes ago. You don't remember either. That's why you're giving me that face.
No.
Oh, what were we talking about?
We were talking about age groups.
What about age groups? What was the last thing we said, Denise? Yeah. Don't make me feel like I'm crazy. I know that I don't remember nothing, but she's over here she's over there like, nah, bitch, I know what we talking about. I know what we were saying. Do you?
Vaguely. But I already prefaced, I can remember something years ago. Ask me what I did 5 minutes ago. I prefaced this, guys.
You did.
I
prefaced it. You did, to be fair.
You're too young for that.
I am not.
Oh, I am. Fuck getting younger.
You mean fucking older?
I said what I said.
Oh, okay. We should go have a stretch class.
Can we?
Yeah.
I will definitely do stretches.
I love a good stretch class. Okay, I'll find one for us. On a Tuesday morning. I said it out loud, and I know I said it out loud, and I instantly regret it. Saying out loud.
I mean, I don't have to start my work day until 12:30 or 1 if I don't want to.
But you like a workout in the morning.
I do. That's why I said 1. I could do a 1. I could do a 1 and then take my last person at 7.
I'll find something. Anywho.
So this way, I'm still available to come here for 9.
Absolutely, as you should. Anywho.
Does that work? Okay. Listen, we're planning this in front of everyone so we can hold her accountable. Because this way, if we do a 10 o'clock, I'm still good to start at 1.
Okay.
10 o'clock is not that early.
No, 10 o'clock is fine.
Right.
I can do 10. Because at that point, hopefully, most of the traffic has died down.
Okay. So 10, either stretch or yoga, which is probably both.
Probably both.
Yes. Okay, and that's a good day for you, so you can stretch it out and get ready for the high impact that you're going to do later on in the week. Am I making sense?
It's going to be consistent, yes.
Okay.
Consistency is key.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Ooh. That's even better. So I'm planning this out in my head. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
1 o'clock start on a Tuesday and 11 o'clock start on a Wednesday. And it's still a late Wednesday. Thank you guys for joining me in my thought process. We totally squirreled from the whole entire topic, but I love this because this is who we are. You know this already. Just enjoy the ride.
Hey. I'm here for the ride too.
This is what you get from Brenda. Hello, my name is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. How are you? Okay, wait. So let's talk about this.
The sporadic thought process in the staff meetings. Go ahead.
No, that's just how my brain works. Denise, you're not my Brenda. We're definitely in a big sis, little sis vibe.
We are.
Okay, I love that for us. Thank you so much. Just want to confirm, because I didn't think we was on a Brenda vibe.
No.
Okay, beautiful. So, do you still talk to your Brendas?
I checked in on them the other day.
You did?
Yeah, I checked on them. I sent them the first day of school pictures for the kids.
Okay.
And that's where it ends up being, right? Right? It ends up turning into that. It ends up turning into Christmas card. Well, if you do the holidays or whatever. It turns into Christmas cards, school pictures, first day of school pictures, the school pictures, That's what it ends up being after a while because everyone's so busy in their lives. Because let me tell you something.
Especially if you're not working together anymore.
Right. Even still, when you're working with those Brendas, really? You only really chit-chatting with them while they're at work. Are you you meeting them up on the weekends? No. The ones that turn into sibling-like relationships, yes, you may see them after work or on the weekends.
Okay.
But the ones...
Not the Brendas.
Not the Brendas.
Do you have...
Or some of them... I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. Some of them are aunties. Like, one of them, I call her Mamo, which is, like, a motherly figure name. Okay. And in Igbo? Igbo? She speaks Igbo? Yeah, she's Nigerian.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other ones are just, like, your auntie Brendas.
So, I had a mom. Lies. I had a Brenda at my job. I do have a mom. But I had a Brenda at my job, who I do check in every once in a while. But she was also West Indian.
Mm.
So I used to call her mom. Ew. Yo, ma, what's good?
Mm-hmm.
Ma, I need help with this. Ma, I need help with that. So then I met her husband one day. Uh-oh. I was like, oh, your dad. Hey, dad, how are you?
He was like, no.
No, he was like, oh, you the one.
What does that mean?
He was like, you the one she be talking about that call her mom everywhere. I say, yup. I sure am. He's like, I'm dad. I say, yup. Is she mom?
You're dad. A dad.
It makes sense. He was just like, all right, how are you, kid? He accepted it.
Do they have kids?
They do.
Okay.
And I've met their kids.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but wait, here's where it gets better. So Facebook is an awful thing.
It is.
It was his birthday.
Dad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, dad, happy birthday. Hope you have a great one.
Ooh, who came trolling for you? Who came trolling for you?
So mom came to work that day and was like, Nikita,
ooh,
come.
Ooh, you had to take it down.
I said, no.
Oh.
She said, let me tell you how people was reaching out to me asking who this bastard child was.
Why?
And at first I didn't understand because I was like, what are you talking about? Ma, I mean, I am a bastard child, but what are you talking about? I said what I said when I said it. And then she was like, the post that you put, you said, hey, dad. I said, yeah, that's what I call him. I don't know his name. I want you to know that I don't know this man's name. It's on Facebook, right? But I don't know his name. I just immediately said, hey, dad, happy birthday. He was just like, yeah. So people came and thought that you was his bastard child from a different relationship. I was like, oh,
sorry.
No, I said, oh, that makes sense.
No apology.
I didn't finish.
Oh, I was about to say, you brazen.
I said, oh, that makes sense. I was like, what you want me to do? She was like, nothing. I thought it was funny. So I didn't apologize. I said, oh, so we good. She was like, yeah, baby girl, go about your day. I said, okay, bye, ma. They're still very happily married. And he's still dad. Absolutely.
I did that with my sister's friends' parents. Mom and dad.
Oh, all of my friends' parents were Mama so-and-so, Papa so-and-so.
Right. If it wasn't Miss or Mister, which was too formal, right?
No, yeah, yeah.
There were some people that got the mom and dad.
No. Your mom is mom, first off.
I know. You call all the parents mom or dad. Hey, dad. Hey, mom.
Well, that's because I don't know their name.
Right.
But your mom specifically is mom. Like, she's mom.
She actually has a nickname that I gave her. Mommy Jean.
I can call her Mommy Jean. Like, Gigi is Gigi.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know her name. If I really sit here and think the depths of my depth, I know her name.
You'll see her tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't think about it now. But, like, their mom and dad. Hey, mom. Hey, dad. Because I don't know who you are.
Right. And not for nothing, I get why they do it. But it's a little annoying. Especially if I have communicated with you and at the end of my communication, I give you my formal name. And then when you see me, you still call me mom or dad.
Because you're one of 75.
Right. But if you and I have been communicating about something.
You are one of 75. I love you so much. And you know I do my best to call everyone by their name because it's a pet peeve for me. No. If I've been communicating with you via email, that means I probably may not know your face 100%. So your mom. I probably don't know your face, but when I see your email, oh yeah, that's Denise. Denise is so-and-so. Mm-hmm. Da-da-da-da-da. But then as I'm dismissing and there's 25 children leaving at one time, hey mom, talk to you later, mom. Bye, mom. I'm not putting it together because I'm saying bye to everybody. My brain is not going to go into the depths there and pull out your name.
That's why you need a Brenda.
hey, mom.
That's why you need a Brenda friend, because the Brenda friend will know everyone's name.
I try. One day I will be the Brenda where I know everybody's name. I'm not there yet. It's a work in progress.
This needs to be cheers.
Cheers, where everyone knows your name.
You know what?
You didn't think I was going to know.
I didn't think you were going to know that reference. I was just testing your skills.
That's disrespectful.
It also shows how old I am.
Not necessarily. I don't want you to know that reference. That's a common reference. Do I know the melody of the tune? No, but I know what the saying is.
You know where it comes from?
The bar. That's all I know. It's the show.
Okay.
It's the bar.
Okay. Not everyone would know that.
It's because the bar.
By the time you were, because when I was on, it was on rerun. No, it was when I was able to watch it. Okay.
Where everyone knows your name. So I used to have a bar like that in the city. In the city?
No, you just.
No.
Now you just have Jackie's. And Tana Days.
I'd rather have the bar. So, at a bar like that in South Orange, and I would go. It was religious. It was either Thursday or Friday night. I would go get me a nice glass of wine, and so-and-so was behind. I don't want to say his name. I don't know if he's still there. But so-and-so was behind the bar. Hey, Nikita, how are you? I'm good. Have a seat. My drink would be there ready for me. It was like the most beautiful
thing. That sounds like Curvy Girl Summer.
It does, except I was not doing what she was doing in Curvy Girl Summer.
But it gives the vibes of the bartender knowing your name.
And it was just beautiful. When I said I loved it, I loved it. There is no place here. I need to go back to the bar behind this place and make that my new bar.
What bar behind this place?
Novo.
Where's that?
Right there.
It's a bar?
You want to go?
Oh, why you've been holding out on me, honey?
I'm sorry.
Because I'm Brenda?
Even if she was Brenda, I would take Brenda. We should go. Can that be our bar?
Why not?
Okay, we're going to go every Tuesday. They're going to know our name.
How are we going to do that?
We're going to figure it out.
Just as long as it's before I have to drive picnics home.
Yeah, no. We do this responsibly.
Yes. Or Fridays. No, I have two of them with me.
We'll figure it out. We'll do it responsibly. And they will know our names. And we will go there. They make a mean Dark and Stormy. So.
And on that note, how many of you guys have a Brenda? What are we going to call the young girl?
Well, wait. Before you continue.
Oh.
What's the male version of Brenda?
Mike or Gary.
Really? Okay. Let's go with Gary. I don't know why. Gary feels more friendly. Mike. You know, because it has a hard dead.
Gary. Okay.
You don't like Gary?
No. I like Mike better.
Okay, fine. We'll go with Mike. Do I know a Mike? I feel like I know a Mike.
A Brenda and Mike.
Mike and Ike. Okay. So Brenda and Mike are an older version. We need younger names now. I could reference some of these book talk books that are, I'm sure will be named soon in real life.
Book talk books?
Mm-hmm. You know, the book talk books that are now popular and they have names, and I'm pretty sure, like Violet, Fourth Wing is going to be a very popular name, I feel like. Zayden will be a popular name.
I know Zayden.
Guarantee they'll be popular. Give it like another 10 years. Violet and Zayden will be popular names for children. If they're not already popular names.
Okay, so Brenda and Mike.
Brenda and Mike. And then our young ones. We'll figure it out. We'll come back to you. Where do you lean? Do you lean on the younger side? Or do you have the Brenda and Mike's in your life?
Or are you the middle person? Or are you the Brenda and Mike?
Be honest, y'all. Be honest.
I'm saying you can learn from both ends of the spectrum.
Of course you can. You need to learn from both ends. A new dog. What? An old dog can learn new tricks. Don't do it to me. My brain thinks faster than ekneke. No.
See you next time,
Wispies. Bye, Wispies.
Hey, Wispies. Thanks for joining us for another hard-hitting girl talk. If you have a topic or question for us, send us a whisper at info@wineandwhispersclub.com. That's whispers with an S. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to like and subscribe on your podcast listening platforms. See you next time, Wispies.